morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, Pastor First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Currently, we're walking through key moments in his life and earthly ministry, focusing right now on his parables. This morning, we'll look at the parable of the barren fig tree from Luke 13, 6-9. Here it is. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. And he said to the vine dresser, "Look, for 3 years now I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?" And he answered him, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and put on manure. Then if it should bear fruit next year, well and good, but if not, you can cut it down." Our parable this morning is short and sweet, but don't let that deceive you. It's potent, rich, and contains a vitally important message for everyone. What is the purpose of a fig tree? Specifically, what purpose would a fig tree planted in a vineyard have? Well, to produce figs. A fig tree that doesn't produce figs has a problem. Maybe it's sick, maybe it's dead. It doesn't really matter. What matters is that it's not accomplishing its purpose. Well, in the parable, the fig tree that didn't produce figs was given 3 years to produce figs, and for 3 years, nothing. Now, the master of the house was ready to be done with it, but the vine dresser had a proposition. "Give it one more year. Let me give it every chance possible. And if, after all of that, it still bears no fruit, then cut it down." And this is where the parable ends. We don't get to know what happens. It seems kind of abrupt, but I believe that's part of the point. The parable is left unresolved for a reason. We don't know whether or not the fig tree will produce. What do we know? That there's no feasible reason for this fig tree not to produce after all the chances it's received. If it doesn't bear fruit after all of this, then it deserves to be cut down. Now, Jesus is telling this parable to a bunch of Jews. The Jewish people had repeatedly, over and over again, rejected their God and turned away from him. They are the fig tree that wouldn't bear fruit. But at the coming of the Messiah, they are getting yet another chance to bear the fruit of being God's people. However, I don't want anyone to think this parable is only about the Jews. On a broader scale, this parable is about everyone. At the end of the day, it's not just the Jewish people that are facing the threat of being cut down and burned. Everyone is facing the threat of being cut down and burned. And just like this fig tree that's given every conceivable opportunity to bear fruit, we are given every conceivable opportunity to confess our sin to God so that we can be forgiven, healed, and set apart by him to bear fruit for him. On Judgment Day, no one will have an adequate excuse as to why they did not do so. Now, that doesn't mean people won't try. The tragedy is that all of the excuses that are conjured up on that day will amount to nothing. Excuses don't bear fruit, and that's what's missing. Only Jesus can bring about fruit in our lives. And he does so, like we see in this parable, by digging around the tree and fertilizing it. So are you one of the ones making excuses? Do you really think those excuses are going to hold up one day when you're standing face to face before your Maker? Turn to Jesus today before your extra chances are all used up.